for Norma Lipset, and I'd like you to have show a vote of confidence to Norma Lipset, primarily because she has to live with a particular roommate in Hillsdale, Michigan, but secondly because she always puts this conference together. May we stand, Norma Lipset, and recognize her. They called me last week to go over some of the details of this conference, and I could hardly understand what he was saying. And he said, well, the snow was so bad and the ice that was on the telephone, and the telephone wires were broken down. And I said, well, hurry, because it's 78 degrees and I want to go swimming for lunch. We're very pleased to be here, and I wanted to also have you recognize, I could have you recognize several individuals, but there's two particular that I'd like you to recognize. One of them is on my right, where he always is, Anthony Fisher, our compatriot from London, England. Businessman, author, raconteur, Clippings, Institute for Economic Analysis. He's on his way to Vancouver. Those of you know he works here with Bill Allen and Clay and Lori and some of the others in the Vineyard. And I hope you've got a brochure on the IEA out there. If you haven't, I hope some of you will talk to either Anthony or Arthur Shenfield. I'd like to recognize Arthur Spitzer. If you'll stand, please, Arthur. Arthur Arthur should have been on the program last night with the other Hungarians. He's a Austrian, however, but he's an immigrant and a new loyal, hard-working member of this country, and he's made it possible for the Arthur Spitzer Chair of Science and Technology at Pepperdine, and you're going to hear our distinguished visiting professor, Dr. Teller, speak on that subject. It's my pleasure first to present to you now Dr. Henry Manny, who came in here with the jet lag yesterday from Miami. He is the dean, and he's changed the title. That's why I asked him to be sure I wrote it down. It is now called the Law and Economics Center at the University of Miami Law School, Coral Gables, and Henry Manny is the director. He is an economist who has one of the toughest jobs in the United States. He teaches, among other things, economics to lawyers. He does it successfully. He teaches economics to administrative assistants to the to Congress and to the senators in Washington. And now he says it to federal judges. And I hope if you'll get time at 5 o'clock this afternoon to tune in to Channel 4, NBC, and our distinguished friend Henry Manny, Dr. Manny, will be on Channel 4 at 5 this afternoon. And I hope those of you who haven't met him will get a chance to get to know him better, and I hope you see him today. We're awfully pleased he's here, and it's my pleasure to present an old friend who will introduce our speaker today, Dr. Henry Manny.